This is John Batchelor from a conversation with Robert Schmull, Professor Robert Schmull. His new book is Mr. Churchill in the White House, The Untold Story of a Prime Minister and Two Presidents. Churchill always stayed in the same room in the private quarters of the White House, once called the Rose Bedroom. Here Robert Schmull introduces us to how Winston Churchill chose the Rose Bedroom among all the other choices when he arrived. In December 1941, with the world in a crisis, Churchill headed upstairs to find the Rose Bedroom was his choice. Why? More of this tonight.
It is in the living quarters of the White House on the second floor. It would not be at all open to the public. It is now called the Queen's Bedroom. And the story behind Churchill staying in what was then the Rose Bedroom was that when he arrived on December the 22nd in the evening, they took him around and he tested the beds in the visitors' quarters. And Eleanor Roosevelt, and we can get into her involvement in his visits, but Eleanor was sure that he would take the Lincoln bedroom, but he didn't like the bed there, too hard. So he ends up at the Rose bedroom, and he camps there, as you say, and he comes back a number of times during Franklin Roosevelt's presidency. And then when he returns in the 1950s, where does Dwight Eisenhower assign him to live? Winston, you're going to stay in the same room where I met you back in the 1940s. And so that's the only room in the White House where he stayed during his many visits.